What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, before I get to baseball, Scotty Scheffler, just these guys are so good, and Scheffler in particular, he's four shots down at the BMW Championship. This certainly didn't hurt. It was an 82-foot chip shot.
Look at Scheffler.
Can you believe what you just saw? Bobby Mack can't.
Frank Cusumano is here as an 82-foot chip on the 17th, the hardest hole at Caves Valley. It lands 60 feet short, rolls the rest of the way, it goes in, and that's his fifth PGA Tour title this year. Frank, I remember watching Tommy Fleetwood compete last weekend. That poor guy has had all these top three finishes, top five finishes, top 20 finishes, never won on the PGA Tour, and Scotty Scheffler's won five times this year.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, that call by Dan Hicks, maybe he was channeling his inner Jack Buck. I can't believe what I just saw.
Yeah.
A beautiful call. And here's the thing, Mark, in his last 33 tournaments, he's won 14 times. I mean, the only guy I can think of that ever had a run like that is named Tiger Woods. And he likely won't ever get to Tiger Woods' career majors or his charisma, but he's the closest thing to it. And how could anybody think that anybody else could win the Tour Championship next week in Atlanta than Scotty Scheffler?
Now, sometimes I get confused about this. If he doesn't win that tournament, he can still win the championship because of the point system. Is that accurate?
It is, and it's a convoluted way, and I don't know the actual numbers.
Right, right.
I don't know if we'll have to add them up. I think he's just going to flat out win it.
I think you might be right about that. Well, let's talk about the Cardinals. They didn't do a lot of winning over the weekend, did they?
No, it was brutal, and you've now lost five in a row, and you're headed to Miami, and Brendan Donovan is on the injured list. That just happened earlier today. It's about as bleak as it possibly could be. I mean, that was just rough yesterday. You had this beautiful moment where Joel Pozo hits the home run with his son's face on the knob of his bat after promising kids at Mercy Hospital that he was going to hit a home run, and he hit it. And you think, oh my gosh, this is a great story. And yet they find a way to lose with two costly errors by Thomas Sagesi in the ninth inning. It's rough. Three games under 500, too.
Yeah, you mentioned Brendan Donovan going to the injured list, yet we've seen very little of Donnie here over the past week. I know he had one start in there, I think in the Colorado series. He had, of course, the big pinch hit two-run double against Colorado as well, but in large part we haven't really seen him. And the Cardinals, Frank, why wait this long to put Donnie on the injured list and as a result play with a short bench?
Yeah, that's something that's a legitimate criticism of the organization, because like groin injuries are like hamstring injuries, they just linger and linger. And he's such a gamer, he probably had something to do with it. But if you would have shut it down earlier, you'd have him back quicker. Let me give you my quick Brendan Donovan theory, if I could. If Brendan Donovan is your best player, you're not going to be a great team. I mean, he is a good player. He should be your fourth best player. And unfortunately, in the Cardinals, if you put the whole package together, it's either he or Mason Wint. He's your best player. So I love him on my team. I don't love him being your best player.
What are the realistic – I mean, this gets way ahead of the conversation. But look, you need – at least one player on this team that could hit like 30-plus home runs, and we just don't have that.
No, and that's why I said, Mark, I remember at the beginning of the year, I mean, this is the first time I've ever headed into a Cardinal season in my three decades covering the team where I think they have no chance to win. I got to tell you something. Next year is going to be my second year doing that.
Right.
Things are not going to change this offseason unless all of a sudden Bill DeWitt says, you know what, I want to spend, $150 million. I'm going to bring in a 30-home-run hitter, and a guy who can win 15 games. The likelihood of that happening is not real
strong. That's kind of sad, unfortunately.
It is. And so what we're going to have to hope is that the learning curves for J.J. Weatherholt and Mr. Doyle, Liam Doyle, are expedited. And, look, Skeens got to the big leagues in 11 months. Can we do the same with Doyle? And how quickly can J.J. Weatherholt hit 310 with 25 home runs in the big leagues?
You bring up J.J. Weatherholt, and that brings up my next question. Jose Fermin is the Cardinal that is brought up as a result of Donnie going on the injured list. And, boy, you look on Twitter, doesn't take long to see Cardinal fans unhappy that Weatherholt, who has been mashing at AAA through 26 games, not up at the big league level yet. I personally am okay with the Cardinals taking their time with him, but I want to know your thoughts on when you would like to see J.J. Weatherholt up with the big league club, Frank.
Well, I'd like to see him in the lineup tonight in Miami. But what the Cardinals are thinking right now is that, and I think everybody's kind of familiar with this, is you start the clock ticking if you bring him up now. So you would blow that year. He could become a free agent a year earlier if you bring him up now. And I think that's clearly the thinking with J.J. Weatherholt. Or they may think, you know what, I want him to get some more Triple League at-bats. I got a feeling, though, he could probably hit better than Jose Fermin. Maybe that's just me, but I think he could.
We went into the weekend wondering if we'd even see Paul Goldschmidt on the field because of a knee injury. He did get on the field. He did quite well, I think, this weekend, unfortunately, didn't he?
Well, I'm really glad you brought that up because the one thing, you know, there's not a whole lot of, there's not as many Cardinal fans as there used to be. They averaged 30,000 for the weekend, which is solid but not great. But those 30,000 fans, or how many were there yesterday, gave him just an incredible ovation. He had to step away for a split second because you felt it like there was a tear in his eye. And he deserved it. He's an MVP, classy guy. And I was worried that he wasn't going to get a chance to have the moment because he came into the game for defensive purposes, but it's not quite the same.
No.
It's the at-bat where the catcher comes out, kind of stops the game, and it was really, really cool.
It's pretty awesome. He deserved it for sure. We miss him here in St. Louis. Frank, we will talk to you on Friday afternoon.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.